nothing. Well, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there.
I'm C.J. Layton, coming to you from inside the Phantom Radio Studio, home of the premier radio bowling talk show. Long ago, Bowlers Journal International called Phantom Radio a pioneer in the field of bowling podcasts, because the show is regularly scheduled at the same time each week. PBA Hall of Famer Len Nicholson started the show in 2002. Since then, he's recorded over 1,100 shows featuring over 400 different guests, a literal who's who in bowling. So, Phantom fans, let's welcome our host, Len Nicholson, the Phantom.
Well, thanks, CJ. And a reminder that Kegel is a sponsor of our radio show. It's the number one lane maintenance company in the world. And for all of your lane maintenance needs, including 24-hour technical support, you can always rely on the Kegel Company. So go to kegel.net. Well, Phantom fans, this is our next quarterfinals match and our second popular trivia contest. And our contestants volunteered to play in this event and were matched up by a flip of the coin. And each man will be asked the same 9 questions, and the player who gets the most points will go on to the semifinals. And both contestants are very knowledgeable guys. We know that the game sport of bowling is certainly in their blood. And these shows are all pre-recorded, so the contestants won't know any of their opponents' answers. And I took the questions from the PBA website, Google, and my book, Stone 8. And as I said, I flipped the coin to see who will go first. And I think we're almost ready to go. But before we get started, I just want to give a recap to everybody that might have missed a show or two. But we had an original trivia contest. And then I had a second trivia contest, which is this one. And I took 8 new players. And those 8 new players played off. And now I have 4 winners from that new 8 guys. And then I took the top 4 from the first trivia contest. And that makes 8 guys that are going into the semifinals. This week's guest, he won that very first trivia contest. This man, he's unbelievably, his knowledge, and it's actually his fault that we started this trivia contest, because I recognized him on Facebook, and I heard that he was pretty smart, and I asked him if he knew a lot about trivia, and he says he knew more than anybody. And I thought, well, maybe this guy's just bragging. But we talked a little bit, and I saw that he knew a lot. Then I had him on the show, and I'll be darned if he didn't beat everybody. So he does know his stuff. He's a true historian. His passion for the sport is unbelievable. But anyway, as I said, he did win the first contest, and he's really a good guy. And he recently started his own podcast. So I'm going to ask him about that for a second. So here's our champion. He's in here trying again to make the finals, Mike Valenzano. Hello, Mike, and welcome back to the show.
Phantom, the champ is here. He is ready today. How are you?
You are too much. You know, I love your confidence. And, you know, you remind me of a bowling version of Muhammad Ali. You know, I love confidence. I love positiveness. And before we get started, give me a quick rundown of your podcast, all right?
So my podcast is called The Bone and Zano Show. I teamed up with Justin Bone. We've been doing a couple shows here and there. We've been kind of at a hiatus recently because of the events going on with this coronavirus and social distancing. So we're kind of at a hiatus. But we've done about 4 or 5 shows so far. We've interviewed, our first guest was Tommy Jones. We've recapped a lot on tour. We talk about current events in the bowling industry, all different events, either juniors, professional, amateurs, and the ladies. And it's been pretty good. We have a decent following. We are actually hooked up with the Bowl for Life Foundation with Chuck Gardner. So anything that we get donations, we raffle off, and all the proceeds go to Chuck Scholarship. So it's we're a little bit different that way. We're giving back to the community, to the bowling community. So it's been pretty good so far.
Fantastic. So do you have a website or a link or something that we can tell our listeners?
We're on YouTube. Our show is on YouTube exclusively. So you can go there and just search Bohn and Zano, B-O-H-N, and the letter N, Zano, Z-A-N-O. And you'll find us. And it's been pretty good. The feedback's been good. Look, we're still in the baby steps here. You know, walk before you run, but we're learning from our mistakes. But the following's been pretty good. And we have a lot of good things on the horizon for when we can go back to normal living.
All right. Well, that's good to know. Congratulations and best of luck to you guys. Best of success. The more talk about bowling, the better. I love it. And we're getting ready to go into your match here. And as usual,
well, I'm ready for it.
It's the honor system. You know, no computers, no friends there, but I don't know if any friends.
I don't have any friends anyway, Adam. I got no friends, so let's do it.
Well, if you did, you know more than them anyway, so they'd probably steer you wrong, but just your memory. So this is just a general trivia contest with PBA ever since the inception. You have any final questions before we get started?
I have no questions. I guess the question is, how do I get you on my podcast? That's the question, but that's for another day, I guess.
All we got to do is just email me, and I'll be there anytime you want, Bards.
I love it. Let's get it going, buddy. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, man. So this contest is going to – the winner of the semifinals all go into the finals, and you won the very first trivia contest, and you're going to be facing a fellow that already posted a score from last week, and his name is Rob Allen, and he's known as the Rain Man out here in the – Bay Area, so it's going to be a great contest between you and him, but I'm going to be asking you 9 questions. It's like a baseball game. There'll be 9 innings. So here's question number 1.
All right.
It's a 1-part question with that part being worth 10 points. What PBA Hall of Famer won the 1968 PBA tournament in Caracas, Venezuela?
1968. You said Caracas, Venezuela?
Yep.
Oh, boy. That's a good one. I didn't even know they had a stop in Venezuela back then. Well.
5 seconds.
If I'm going to guess. I'm going to take a guess here. Hall of Famer. I'm going to say Billy Hardwick is a Hall of Famer. Taking a total guess.
Great guess. It's wrong, but it's a good guess. It was Carmen Salvino.
The Spook.
Yeah, the Spook. All right, here we go. And I want to say this to you. I've said it to everybody. But when I used to do the lanes, when we get to the finals of a major tournament, I always made the lanes tough. I thought easy ain't right because this is a major championship, this trivia contest. So I bounced all these questions off my friends out here. They all said they're kind of tough. But that's good because the cream comes to the top. But here we go with question number 2. It's a 1-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. Who was the very first PBA headquarters regional director?
I should know this.
5 seconds.
Pass it.
What'd you say?
I'm going to say I'm passing it.
Okay. He was a great guy. He was in all the executive board meetings, a very smart man, Al Thompson. All right, your question number 3 coming up. It's a 1-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. What was the lady's name that ran Forum Bowl in Texas, and she got Quaker State as a national sponsor?
Jeannie Halsey.
Jeannie Halsey is correct. You're on the winning ways again. You're back in action. You're on the scoreboard. You're at 10 points. All right, here's question number 4. This is a 1-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. In 1975, the PBA started the Hall of Fame. In 1976, that was the second year of PBA Hall of Fame inductions. Founder Eddie Elias, writer Joe Richards, and sportscaster Chris Schenkel were three of the four that were inducted. Who was the only player to be inducted that year?
In 1976?
Yes.
He was in the first year.
Five seconds.
I want to say Carter. I think I'm wrong, but I want to say Carter.
Yeah, Carter was in the first year.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
This was Buzz Fazio. All right, you're at 10 points still. You're going to question number five. It's a one-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. What is the name of the former Major League pitcher who has a PBA title?
John Burkett.
Yes, sir.
Burkett, however you want to pronounce it.
That's right, John Burkett. You're at 20 points. That's worth 10. Good for you. All right, here's question number six. It's a one-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. In 1968, Don Johnson won the first Japan Cup. What same player won it in both 1969 and 1970?
You said, I lost you for a second. I cut out. Could you repeat that, please? Sorry.
It's all right. In 1968, Don Johnson, he won the very first Japan Cup tournament. What same player won it in both 1969 and 1970?
That was, you're really killing me today, Len.
5 seconds.
Hall of Famer, Dick Ritker.
Dick Ritker is correct. Nice job.
You're making me really think today.
You pulled that out of your socks. Very good. So you're at 30 points after six questions. We're going to question number seven. Are you ready?
As ready as ready can be.
All right, Parge, this is a one-part question, with that part being worth 10 points. Keep in mind, you get 10 seconds.
Okay.
Nelson Burton Jr., he had a brother who also bowled on the tour. What was his first name?
Neil.
Correct. 10 more points, you're at 40. Here's question number eight. This is a two-part question, with each part being worth 10 points. And I want you to pay attention because there's two different questions.
All right.
Earlier, we mentioned John Burkett won a PBA title.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, Mookie Betts is another major league star that also bowls on the tour. What former Miami Dolphin from the undefeated team in the 70s also bowled on the tour?
Oh, Jesus. I'm not a big football guy. I have no idea, Lenny. I have no clue.
All right. This guy was one heck of an athlete. He bowled on the tour for a whole year. He played tight end for the Dolphins in an undefeated year. He also punted. He was also the halfback behind Mercury Morris. His name was Larry.
So that was 1973 was the undefeated year for the Dolphins, right?
Yeah. This guy's name is Larry Seipel.
Okay. I have no clue.
Okay. Well, that's the old question, you know, that hard questions or ones, hard trivia is ones you don't know.
Yes.
Easy ones are ones that you do know. All right, here's part two. Here's another great major league player, or famous, at least we'll put it that way. He may not have been great, depends on how you look at it, but this fellow played for the Yankees and the Dodgers and a couple other major league teams. He was a power hitter. He was a slugger. He also bowled several stops on the tour in the early 70s. He had to quit because of bad knees. What was his name?
Played for the Yankees and the Dodgers, you said.
Yeah, and a couple other major league teams. They only spent a little bit of time with three more teams, I think it was. 5 seconds.
Oh, my. Pass again. I have, Len, you're killing me today. I have no idea.
All right. Well, this guy, you can look him up. He was a character. His name was Bill Sudeikis.
Bill Sudeikis.
All right, you're at 40 points. We'll go to the final question. It's a three-parter. Give you a chance to improve your score. Each part's worth 10 points. And as of March 1st, 2020, which is just a month or two ago, and there hasn't been any action since. So what PBA player has the best 24-game match play record? I just need the player's name and no other information.
The 24 game record.
Yes. And, who has it?
That's an older guy.
5 seconds.
I want to say that's is that Albie?
Nope. George Pappas.
The general.
Okay. Here's part two. What was that win-loss record that's still a record?
If I didn't know it was Pappas, I'm not going to know what his scoring record is. 24 games. I'm going to take a guess. I mean, well, Andrew, take a guess here. So, God almighty, I'm going to say he was 22-2 for the 24 games.
That's exactly right. You guessed it correctly. So that's 10 points, and here's one last question worth 10 points to help you improve your record. Part three is, what was the name of the city that was bowled in?
Name of the city. So,
I mean, this is a famous record. I mean, it's in the PBA record book for years and years and years.
Yeah, but I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know where it is. You know what? I got the number right on a guess. I'm going to take another guess. I'm torn between two. I'm going to say it's Las Vegas in the Showboat.
All right. Well, I'm sorry you missed that, but
yes.
It's a famous track shot in the Midwest. The guys used to love to go there every year. They had an ice rink downstairs. We had a party there all the time.
The King Louis.
King Louis, Overland Park, Kansas. Yep.
And they had the above-ground ball returns forever in that place.
Yep. It's amazing that you remember all that side stuff. All right, Barnes, well,
and
you ended up with 50 points. And we got to see, record the other guy that you're going to be facing in the finals. So I wish you the best of luck.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, this was a tough, like I said, it was a tough round. All the guys out here in the West, they, you know, I asked them the questions, and they either tell me they're too easy or too tough. I tried to get it right in the between, and this leaned to be towards the toughest part. So we'll see what happens, Pars, but you got any closing statements?
Not at all, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and today was like the old Peterson shot. Okay, made him really hard today.
You're a character, Pars. I love talking to you. And I'll be in touch, but Phantom fans, the old clock on the wall tells me that we're out of time, and I can't believe how quickly the time flies in this show, and that's probably why they say it's the fastest show in all of sports, but I want you to know that I thoroughly enjoy doing these contests, and I hope that you Phantom fans all enjoyed it as well, and I'm in awe of these guys' knowledge, because I got to dig up some questions that only Grant Stoom would probably know who they are, but most of them. But anyway, these guys are all brilliant. In closing, we sincerely want to thank our sponsors, Storm Bowling Products and Brad Edelman from High Roller Military Championships, for their continued support of our show. Also, a shout out to our good friend, Dave Kowalski, who's president of the Michigan Interscholastic Bowling Coaches Association, and they do a great job with the young people up there in Michigan, and also to his and our good friend, Bob Black. And we appreciate all that they do. Keep us coming back to you each and every week and each and every year. And so trouble, for Phantom Radio, this
and you
is
need
Phantom.
Some love and care, and nothing, well, nothing is going right. Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I